time for Hidden History. Charles Fay joins us. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark.
So cricket very much top of topics at the moment with the first pink ball test to be played in Hobart starting on the weekend. So I thought we'd touch on a locally born, when I say locally born, Castlemaine born and bred test cricketer. But more than just a test cricketer, I'm talking about Frank Laver, who was born, 1869, and played in the late 19th century.
In the early 20th century, yeah.
So tell us a bit about him.
Oh, okay. Well, he was born in Castlemaine in 1869, and his father emigrated from Somerset to the goldfields in the 1850s, and quite a remarkable family. There was about five brothers who went on to have very distinguished careers. One in particular was famous in Western Australia. That's another story. But Frank himself was, you know, educated in Castlemaine and sort of sought opportunities in Melbourne and became a sort of clerk in the law department. But in Melbourne, but joined the East Melbourne Cricket Club and had a very good career with them. And in 1899, he was chosen for the to take part in the English. In 1899 he toured England with the Australian cricketers, and toured again in 1903, 4, and 1905. And he played against the English in Australia in 1902 when they came out here.
Yeah, so it looks like he was a bit of an all-rounder, and his bowling style, he was a tall fella, 2 6-foot or thereabouts, and his bowling style suited England, so he had a fair bit of success over there. But not just as a player, he went on also to be administrator and tour manager.
Because there's a wonderful obituary of him in a Melbourne paper, and he's supposed to be an extremely affable sort of person, and he led the Australian tours to England in 1905 and 1909, and he wrote a book about his experiences called An Australian Cricketer on Tour. Now, it's quite interesting. He also had the distinction of causing one of the worst tours of England, because in 1910 or 1912, a tour of England was going to go ahead, and the players wanted Frank Laver to be the tour manager.
Right.
But the Australian cricket authorities wanted more control over cricketers, and they didn't appoint him. So a lot of the best players didn't tour because they wanted to be with Frank.
Wow. Nothing like an austere sporting body to stamp out keeping the players happy. You can't have that. Not back in those days, anyway.
No. Nothing's,
bloody riffraff.
Nothing's changed much, has it?
No, that's true.
Can I read you a wonderful description of his playing style?
Yeah.
Apparently, on one occasion, he was batting with the great Victor Trumper. And Victor Trumper came into the dressing room and he said, "Never put me in again with Frank Laver." And he was asked why by his captain, and he says, quote, "Because my heart was in my mouth all the time I was in with him. He jumps halfway down the pitch with his left foot, and you feel positive that he will get stumped. He keeps his right leg behind the crease, but the fright one gets is a shock to the nerves."
And that's coming from one of the absolute greats, Victor Trumper. Jeepers.
Yeah.
Hey, he was pretty handy behind a camera lens too, I believe.
Okay, I'm not he was a good photographer, apparently.
Yeah, took a lot of photographs on those tours as well. So he's one of those guys. I love sort of people of that era, that they were, you know, you get some that were just good at everything.
Yeah, well, the other thing, he was obviously a very good businessman too, because with his brother Ralph, he set up a sort of canning business in Collingwood. And when he died sort of fairly young, at the age of 50 in 1919, but he had quite an extensive estate when he died, and he'd sort of invested in some land in Kew, and the business itself was quite highly valued. So he was a very good businessman as well.
Yeah. Interesting indeed. And just out of interest, his nephew, and obviously a bit of nature and nurture, played 13 first-class matches for Tassie between 46 and 52 as well. So there you go. A very interesting man, and another of our hidden heroes in hidden history in Central Victoria. Charles, thanks for that.
Okay, Mark.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, catch you.